The United States is becoming more and more religiously diverse. In the last census, 9% of Americans said that they belong to religions other than Christianity. The figure was only 4% 20 years ago. But commentator Gustav Niebuhr says that you have to look back centuries and not decades to see the beginning of this trend.
Recently, I saw an autobiographical letter for exhibit for Black History Month. It was actually a translation. The original was written in Arabic by a man born a Muslim. What's remarkable is the letter was written 170 years ago, more than a century before Malcolm X's autobiography. Its author, Omar ibn Said, was a slave. He wrote that he'd been seized by infidels, sold to Christian purchasers, and sailed for a month and a half across the Atlantic to Charleston, South Carolina. The letter illustrates something many Americans don't seem to recognize, that our country, in its individuals, if not institutions, has always been more religiously diverse than it appeared, a trend that has certainly accelerated of late. The letter's author was not unique. Historians don't know how many Muslims were brought as slaves, but evidence suggests there were thousands. All this gets obscured when people speak wistfully of the United States as a Christian nation, as if religious belief were somehow uniform. Sure, the dominant culture has been Protestant, but the population has never been monolithic. Even a visitor to early America would have found a rich array of often competing groups, Calvinists, Catholics, Mennonites, and Quakers, to name a few, along with small communities of Jews and scores of Native American tribes unconverted to any church. In 1790, George Washington wrote a moving declaration of religious freedom in a letter he sent to Rhode Island's Jews. The United States, he said, would give to bigotry no sanction, to persecution no assistance. By the 1840s, enterprising intellectuals were studying sacred texts from Eastern traditions. When Thoreau lived at Walden Pond, he read a copy of the Bhagavad Gita, an essential Hindu scripture. The American religious landscape has always been changing, with new communities continually forming. Disciples of Christ, Mormons, Seventh-day Adventists, Shakers, Spiritualists, Unitarians, they were all appearing around the time that Said wrote his letter. These days, the trend toward religious pluralism continues, although far more visibly. Growing populations of Muslims, Buddhists, Sikhs, and others build houses of worship in city and suburb alike. The degree of this religious diversity is new, but the roots go way back. One might even call it an American tradition.
Gustav Niebuhr is a visiting fellow at the Center for the Study of Religion at Princeton University.